is 5MU for your Tuesday. And my wonderful friends, each and every Tuesday, we like to make a discreet phone call to a man who knows what he's talking about. It's a change. It's a change of pace for the program.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again?
Hey. Yes, thanks to our good mates at Optus, now covering more of your region than ever before. It is time to say good morning to Richard Pascoe. He joins us this morning. Hello.
Good morning, Adam. Morning to all the listeners out there. What a magnificent day here in Adelaide.
Gorgeous and morning.
If you're Andrew McDonald, you'd be feeling pretty good at the moment.
You'd be feeling all right. The Redbacks at Karen Rolton Oval this morning, getting ready.
You'd hope so. Tim Milson will be running around the boundary.
Cutting up oranges.
He hates me.
Riverland navels or nothing, he says. So that'll be good. Getting ready for their ultimate capitulation. Looking forward to it. Very good.
Now, I've got to say, people, we love to talk positive things.
We do.
We would.
Yeah.
Well, I know we mock.
Yeah, we do
good,
mock.
But with good reason to mock sometimes, people. I've got to let you know.
So right. Yes. Yeah, indeed. Look, they look good. Red suits them. That's all right. They're always in the red. Anyway, let's talk Samsung. This is a bit of a thing for those who love their Samsungs, their Galaxy phones. The S22 is a big deal.
It is. The S22 camera is out now, people, because these are their premium camera lineup. That makes phone calls.
Right. And this is the way you sell mobile phones nowadays. It's a camera that you can talk to your mum on.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Send a text message, but it's all about taking photos on there as well. So this is their premium lineup for the year. The 6.1. So it starts off with the 6.1-inch Galaxy S22. That's the smallest one out there. 6.1-inch screen. Goes up to the 6.8-inch Galaxy S22 Ultra,
which has...
Yeah, exactly right. 6.8 inches. Wow. Size is everything, Adam, when it comes to technology.
Do you know, my wife got the iPhone 10, right, back in the day, the X or whatever they called it. And I thought, that is just, I mean, how unwieldy is it? It looks miniature compared to the thing I'm carrying around now. And that was only a couple of years ago.
Yep. And remember when they were all small?
Right.
You know, we go back 10, 15 years ago, the smaller the phone you had, the more prestige you had. Now, the bigger the phone you've got, the more prestige.
Got to be able to watch the Super Bowl on it.
Exactly right. Yeah. But these are all about the cameras. So the Ultra is the camera for professionals out there. It has a 4-camera array on the back, a 108-megapixel wide-angle lens, a 12-megapixel ultra-wide-angle lens, two 10-megapixel telephoto lenses, one with 3x optical zoom and one with 10x optical zoom.
Wow.
The smaller one's very good as well. 50-megapixel wide-angle camera, 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera with a 120-degree view, only one telephoto lens. It's like the poor cousin, you know, as well, but both with a maximum 3x optical view. Wonderful phones, people. Wonderful cameras on there as well. It starts at around about $1,800 and goes up depending on the storage that you want.
I've had cheaper cars. That's
exactly right. Mm. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we like cheaper cars. But yeah, and they also announced some new tablets as well, including one with a whopping 14.6-inch screen.
Wow. I've had TVs smaller than that.
Exactly right. We go back to the 60s and 70s, folks. That would have been an enormous TV.
Wow, that's incredible. You will end up having the 80-inch tablet at one stage, surely. But let's hope that's I'm long gone before then, because I don't know if I could deal. But these tablets have got OLED screens in them now.
Oh yeah,
amazing.
Wonderful screen.
Anyway,
yeah.
Which means you can have a Zoom call with Margaret and watch her faff about and try and take her off mute, all in beautiful clear crystal with the darks that are darker and the blacks that are blacker on OLED.
She will look real.
There is a thing about Zoom though. They've fixed a problem.
They have. So if you use Zoom with any Apple device out there, Apple computer on there as well, it's a bit of an issue, Adam.
Mm.
That after you finish the Zoom call, your microphone was still left on. So if the other people on the other end hadn't done anything, they could actually hear what you were saying.
That's a big issue.
It's a huge issue. So they fix it all now. It's a bit of a lesson.
Have people been able to hear what I say when I hang up on a Zoom call?
Yes, they might have, Adam. That's the problem. So, you know, we go around and punch it.
Can someone clear my day? I need to spend some time building bridges. I save my best work for the 10 seconds after a Zoom call. I've invented words.
It's a bit of an issue out there for people as well. If you're going to talk to somebody on the phone, also make sure you hang up the phone afterwards. I've had some hilarious things sometimes when they don't do that.
Yeah. So, yes. No good. All right, so they fixed that. Thank goodness.
They fixed it. Check for updates, people. That's about it. You know, operating system updates, software updates, and if you're using Zoom, make sure you check for updates.
Great. Now, I've got myself a Google Pixel 6, and I know I've got updates for the next 5 years without having to... I mean, I'm not going to have the phone for 5 years, but I've got the updates for them should I need them. Some other companies getting on board that idea too.
Which is very good. So Samsung announced as well, apart from their phones as well, they're now going to offer 4 years of operating system updates and 5 years of security updates on the Google. I don't know why they just didn't make it 5 years of operating system updates, because they include the security updates. It's just potatoes on there as well.
But if you've got a phone for 5 years, you probably need a new one.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You really do. But it's good. But if you spend $2,000 on it,
true,
you know, or even $3,000 on
your smartphone,
you might want it just to go down and pass it on to somebody, you know. So I think that's really good. Google did the right thing as well. So they've got their 5-year commitment update as well. But I hate to tell people this, the gold standard really is still held by Apple, because you get at least 6 years worth of updates out there as well. Because we know that the iPhone 6S is supported still, and that was released in 2015. But it is a thing to say, if you don't buy a phone from Samsung, Apple or Google, ask the person when you go in there, how long am I going to get updates for?
Right. And if the person who sold you the Oppo can answer it, good on them. Well done.
Yeah, good on them. Yeah. Oppo phones, you get what you pay for, people.
You
not
are.
Not as bad as the Konka.
The Konka? I've not heard of the Konka.
Oh, the Konka phone, K-O-N-K-A.
Right.
If you make a phone call on the Konka today, it will get as hot as the sun.
Right. Made in a shed somewhere in Thailand.
Biggest piece of crap I've ever seen in my life. And a bloke says to me, but Richard, I bought it from the post office. Enough said.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
There we go.
Of course, our wonderful sponsors at Harvey Norman will give you a wonderful Optus deal, should you wish to avail yourself of that. Speaking of Optus...
They don't sell Konka.
No, they don't. No, they do not. No. And they put you on an Optus plan. Speaking of Optus, they connect you to more of your region than ever before. Go and check out their range. Get onto Optus and see just how far you can make a phone call. You can get from here to Berry without losing connection. That's pretty impressive. Richard, thank you, mate. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, ladies and gentlemen, bringing you more technical expertise.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Unleash the opportunities radio advertising brings to your business. Is how advertising on